Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, I hope you do love me. I miss you. Well, it was a rough weekend. Hope you guys are having a great day. It was one of my kids had to go back to school today. I know, I was like, yee ha ha. I was like, get out. You know, he's in the car, you know. Love you, Mom. It was a great summer. I'm gonna miss you. Yeah, get the hell out. So one went back to school today. Thank the Lord. Praise heaven. Oh my gosh. So I'm a happy girl doing the dance. But I don't know, it was a rough weekend. I ate too much. That was, I think, a big one. I ate too much, you know, because we were like, all right, well, this is your last, you know, for one of my sons, you know, this is your last weekend before, you know, school. You're back in school and heavy, heavy football workouts, so let's eat. And while driving, we saw something that kind of looked like a steakhouse. And I was like, okay, you know, I was just in the mood for meat. But it turned out to be a Japanese, not even a Japanese restaurant, an Asian food restaurant. And he doesn't even like Asian food, so I don't know why we did it for him. But again, it said steakhouse, so I figured, you know what, I'm going to make it work. There's got to be something on the menu. So it was good food, but I'm still confused as to what the whole feng shui was supposed to be of this restaurant. Because you go in, and you see a sushi bar. Okay, so like, okay, so there's sushi. So my husband and my other son are like, yay, there's sushi. And I'm like, all right, well, that's still not meat. Okay, let me, you know, let's find some meat. Then they give us a combination menu. And the combination menu had teriyaki beef and teriyaki chicken. Again, my son is gagging himself, but I'm like, no, there's beef. Okay, this could work. Where's the steak? And then I sit down, and in the menu, they had, like, a Korean barbecue section. I'm like, what? So, and there were, like, noodles. So there was Vietnamese noodles, there was Korean barbecue, there was teriyaki, and then there was sushi. So my guess is it just kind of had a little of everything there. And I went to town. In fact, they had something called a Mexican roll. I've never seen this. It was their most popular roll. It was a sushi roll that had some sort of a white cream thing dripped on it with a little red dot on each sushi piece, sushi cut. And I was like, well, that's cool. Not sure why it's called the Mexican roll, but, you know, andale, you know, La Bamba. So I was singing while eating Para Valara La Bamba. I was like, you know, steakhouse or not, this was some good food. And I love Mexican restaurants, right? So I mean, Mexican roll, I don't know why they called it a Mexican roll, but it was delicious. So I was singing, everybody was singing, it was good food, but I ate too much. Okay, but then we made the mistake of going to the movies, because I'm like, all right, it's too hot to do anything, so guys, let's go to the movies. And so my kids wanted to see Fantastic Four. And, you know, I didn't really see any of the previews, but I'm like, well, the first couple Fantastic Fours were fantastic. Why not? Oh, my gosh, the movie blew. It blew. I mean, I'm like 10 minutes into it, and I'm like, wait a second. I mean, maybe the first 10 minutes wasn't that bad because we went back to the past, but it was just really, I mean, I think the first one was so good because Johnny, you know, Storm, they gave a lot more personality. Like the Johnny Storm in this Fantastic Four, he did a great job, but they didn't give him more lines. Okay, let Johnny Storm be the, you know, the womanizer, you know, smart aleck type. They definitely underused Johnny Storm. They underused Susie Storm or whatever the redhead blonde was supposed to be. And then you see and you're like, well, wait a second, when's the next House of Cards? So you end up sitting there trying to figure out when House of Cards is coming back on. And then you have to pee. I have a website, but I have a Facebook page. When in the movie can you go to the bathroom?
because a lot of us, you know, can't hold it throughout the whole movie, and we don't want to miss a good part. So I need to post. In Fantastic Four, you can basically go to the bathroom throughout the whole movie. That stunk. But I am going to try to see Terminator. I want to see The New Vacation. I want to see Trainwrecked. And what else do I want to do? I need a life. That's what I need to do. And, Oh, okay. So why is all this related? Okay, so I got heartburn from eating all that Asian fusion food, okay? Right? Because I had Korean barbecue and teriyaki beef and Mexican sushi roll. So after eating all that, again, I'm still blown away. There was a sushi roll called Mexican roll. But anyway, I had bad heartburn. And there's a movie theater where we live. It's kind of across town where I live, but it's called Galaxy Theaters. And this Galaxy Theaters place, basically, when you watch a movie, you turn the theater into your living room, okay? So you could have alcohol if you want. I've never ordered alcohol because I'm, you know, driving the kids to a movie, so I'm really not going to drink. But you could order pizza. You could order any food you want, basically, that they have. But I had such bad heartburn that I got a milkshake. They had a milkshake. Because I was like, gosh, you know, wouldn't it be cool if a movie theater had a milkshake? They had a milkshake. I guess what you do is you buy the milkshake, and then it's, like, really, really cold, and then you stick it in their machine, and then they kind of mix it up, and they, you could, you know, if you want a thick shake, it'll make it thick. If you want thin, it whatever. And so then I had a milkshake. So basically, I was still happy, even though the movie completely stunk, but I was really, really happy because I got to get rid of my heartburn. I had a chocolate milkshake. I got to put my feet up. I got to see people drink, and I got to go to the bathroom anytime in the movie without feeling like I missed anything. And then I got to send my kid to school. So needless to say, I am a very, very happy girl. Oh, but on top of that, Die Hard was on this weekend, and I re-saw Die Hard, and that puts you in any good mood, because just watching Bruce Willis in a t-shirt, you know, half naked is just awesome. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's a clothing line that boasts it can make you lose weight. What does this clothing line do, and how can you lose weight? We also have Pac-Man bacteria. This is cool. See, they knew they'd get my eye. Anything that's Pac-Man or 80s related, I love. Apparently, this bacteria eats the nicotine before it reaches the brain. So if you have this Pac-Man bacteria, if a pharmaceutical company jumps all over this and makes a drug, we can now have the next smoking cessation drug. And then many U.S. adults are sexting, and they think it actually helps the relationship. So sending a naked picture of myself to my husband will actually help? I doubt it. I need to send him a naked picture of something else. Then he's in the mood. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so sexting. Okay, you know, we thought that was just for the young kids, you know, and the middle school students, right? Because, you know, we're hearing now these kids are sexting at such a young age, and it kind of freaks us out. But it actually is becoming extremely popular in us older folk. They say a new survey finds more than 8 in 10 adults admit to sending or receiving a sexually explicit text message, commonly known as sexting, and they say it helps increase sexual satisfaction when couples are involved, I guess, as opposed to just sexting yourself. According to study lead author Emily Stasko, a doctoral candidate in the Department of Psychology at Drexel University of Philadelphia, most people have focused on the dangers of sexting and how it could harm a relationship, but context matters. Sexting is definitely something that many adults are doing. It's not going away, and the findings indicate that it could actually be good for relationships and sexual satisfaction. The poll found that about 3/4 of those who sexted do so with a committed partner, and roughly the same percentage sexed while in the comfort of their home. Okay, I mean, I don't really talk to my husband if he's in the house. I'll, like, you know, send him a message, like, I'm upstairs, get me some water. So, I mean, I could see why, you know, you could kind of send a sexy message. They say more than 4 in 10... You know, I gotta stop talking about my marriage. You know, one of you guys are gonna go up to my husband and, you know, go, sorry, dude. And then he's not gonna know why. Yeah, he doesn't listen to the show. That's why I could talk about our marriage so much, because he doesn't listen to the show. You know, one of these days he's gonna find out, like, you told them about that? Well, yeah, you know, it was when we were talking about sexual fetishes and, you know, ways to introduce, things into the bedroom. You know, how did you say, why did you talk about that? So anyway, I gotta be very, very careful because it is our marriage. You know, I am supposed to have something sacred, something private. Okay, so we don't sext though. We don't. We haven't, you know what? It's too much work. I mean, we just finally figured out the emojis. Okay, I mean, maybe if you come up with some sexy emojis, I'll use them. But don't tell me to be creative by text. It's too difficult. I'm too tired. All right, so let me see here. More than 4 in 10 of those polled said they had sexted while in a casual relationship, and nearly 1/3 copped to send sext while either on the job or elsewhere outside the home. Just 12% said they use this form of communication to cheat on someone. Okay, so what does this mean for you guys? All right, if your relationship is starting to be down in the dumps, you may need to step it up a little bit. All right, apparently they talked to 870 Americans age 18 to 82. All right, even 82-year-olds are sexting. Come on, guys. All the respondents were heterosexual. Nearly 6 in 10 were women, and more than 80% were white, while more than 4 in 10 said they were currently married. An equal number said they have never been married. They said that 88% had sent or received. See, I thought this is so taboo. I would think that you would, you know, be so scared, all right, because of people being able to reproduce the pictures, etc. Well, I'm going to teach you some safer ways to sext in a second. Yeah, there's articles on everything now. You know what was very, very popular was phone sex, where if your lover was long distance, you would sit there and on the phone, that's why I said my husband and I are kind of exhausted, because in order for us to do phone sex, I mean, we had to really come up with major scripts. I mean, we're talking Steven Spielberg would probably be blown away at the scripts that we came up with. And, hold on. I got audio coming in. Sorry about that. Oh, it's my husband sexting me. Never mind. And it's exhausting. And a lot of us stopped doing phone sex because we were worried about the Patriot Act and the NSA. All right? We were afraid that somebody would think that some of the sexting materials were not appropriate for Americans or us living on American soil. So my husband and I completely stopped phone sex altogether because we just don't trust our phone. But people stop phone sex, but they go into sexting. Okay, so what to do so it's safe? Okay, well, how do you sex? Okay, well, what you do is you got to get, like, in the sexy mood. Okay? See, here's the thing. I think a lot of it is actually done at work. I don't know about this study. But, a lot of you guys, when you're at home, you're already with your partner, okay? And it doesn't really make sense to send your partner a message. But when you're at work and you're thinking about them, you know how cool it would be? You're at work, you're sitting at your desk. You know how your work day could be so much more exciting? You know, in my dating days, you know, decades ago, it was so cool to hear from my boyfriend at work. And then you'd sit there and daydream, and boy, did your day go well. I don't remember doing any work. I really wasn't productive. But it helps make the work day go by easier. although a lot of employers are now starting to institute a no cell phone rule, and I could totally understand why. So first, if you're going to sext, you never want to show your face. According to Cosmopolitan.com, on how to sext, they recommend to never send a photo point blank. It's too risky. And there's an app like Snapchat that allows you to set a time limit on how long the photo exists on the other person's phone. If you're sending pictures, remember that you want the temptation to run really deep. So if you show him everything all at once, he already knows what to expect. All right. See, my naked body isn't the best part. So I probably wouldn't sext that. I'd probably sext my elbow. I guess that's probably the most attractive, although now it's kind of getting all scaly. Never sext if you haven't done the real thing. Yeah, that's true. Okay, you don't want to sit there and say you're going to perform a Candy Crush saga, let's say, if that's a sexual term, on somebody, okay? And you don't even know what the heck that is. Okay, because now they're going, remember, you gotta be very, very careful because of the expectations. I used to do that with my husband all the time. I would sound so sexy and so slutty that all of a sudden he'd come into town and I'm like, let's just hold hands or back to the missionary position. And, not good. Not good at all. So, you know, he's like, wait a second, you said you were gonna do X, Y, and Z. No, you know, I got that from a book. Next, don't give too much away in your sext, okay? Oh, gosh, man, why is all this... Okay, hold on a second. I got to shut off all this audio. What's going on with this audio? Okay. They say you want to tempt him, okay? They say if you want to tempt your guy, say something like, when I get home, I'm going to try out that new toy with you. All right? And I guess that... I don't know. I don't know if that's the best thing to say because, again, you don't want to commit... because, you know, what if the power is out? Don't sext something you wouldn't say actually in real life, okay? So, you know, nothing really sexy comes out of my mouth, you know, like, hey, buddy, you know, or don't let me fall asleep. That's pretty much what I say. Don't let me fall asleep. Oh, my gosh. My husband's going to leave me, isn't he? I need some help. Oh, here, thank God. Okay, Cosmopolitan.com gives us some samples of sexting. Okay, good. Whew. All right, thank God. I'm in so much trouble. Okay, here's a sex example. They say, I've been daydreaming about you all day at work. I can't concentrate thinking about what I'm going to do to you when I get home. Now, actually, I have sent my husband a text like that, but it wasn't with a sexual connotation. It was, I am so gosh darn mad at you when I am just fantasizing about all the hurt I am going to lay into you, right, for making me, I don't know, spend the weekend with your parents. I am just, you know, so I am ruining the day I could get revenge. I've sent him those, so I don't think he'd appreciate that sext. Here's another one. Sitting at my desk fantasizing about how hot it would be to do it in my office. Okay, that's another sext. That, to me, that doesn't sound very, very sexy. But you see how the words are still pretty clean? Okay, so if the NSA is watching, you really didn't put any bad, bad words, okay? By the way, office sex, you guys fantasize a lot about office sex. Like right now, I'm in the radio studio. I can understand why that's sexy because you got a lot of microphones around, but other than that, really uncomfortable. You know, you got equipment, you know, you got your, audio processor. It's not really exciting. And then I can't stop thinking about last night. I'm definitely ready for round two. Again, another text I sent my husband when we were fighting. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, if you do live in the Southern Nevada area, we are collecting school supplies for teachers so they don't have to purchase school supplies out of their own pockets for this next school year. We're joining with Well Health Quality Care, Canyon Creative, Albertsons, Vaughn, Storage One, Camp Course, KD, WN and Beasley Broadcasting, and all the news stations, which have given us a lot of support. News 13, News 5, Fox 5 Local, Las Vegas, Channel 3, KTNV News 3, Las Vegas. So you guys have, when you see the whole city pulled together for this, way, way, way cool. So I'm really, really excited about that. Anything we could do to help the teachers would be awesome. All right, weight loss clothes. Now, I am considering buying these, all right, even though I wish they had, like, panties or something, because I really need it on the butt, because I need to lose more in the butt more than anything else. But barely there's these weight loss clothes where Adam Paulin is a personal trainer based out of Toronto and former athlete. And he has come up with a thin ice clothing line. I talked about this on Jerry Doyle's Epoch Times website. Definitely check out Epoch Times. I have a lot of good articles there, a lot of good stuff, as well as he has some good articles, too, because, you know, it's his website. So he's pretty good, too. But even though I personally think I am the highlight of the website, some of you guys may beg to differ. But still, check out Epoch Times. And I talk about this in great detail. So where he kind of came up with the idea is, remember we talked about how the colder it is in the room and your surrounding, the more you have to up your metabolism to heat. Your body has to use more energy to burn more calories, right? So they basically have vests and insoles. And they have this special type of technology, these Peltier cooling chips, that works on your thermoreceptors. Okay, now thermoreceptors, they're receptors, they're kind of specialized nerve cells that are along the body that tell your body when something's cold. They're in the dermis, so they're in the skin. So your body's like, okay, wait a second, my surrounding is cold, I need to step it up. Like, for example, you jump into a swimming pool. Well, if the swimming pool is, let's say, 80 degrees, that's warm for a swimming pool, right? That's a pretty well-heated swimming pool, but it's still colder than your body. And you can't sit there in a swimming pool. You'll start to lose about 1.5 degrees body temperature per hour if you're dead, okay, till you get to your, until your temperature mimics your surroundings, okay, before you turn room temperature. So you jump into an 80-degree pool or a 75-degree pool, which is kind of warm for a pool, you could still become hypothermic unless your body steps things up to adapt and pump up the heat. So your thermoreceptors are responsible for that. Now, according to him, he says when you put on these vests or these insoles that have these cooling chips, it's going to feel like you know, kind of the same sort of sensation you get when you jump into a swimming pool. But you will acclimate pretty quickly. Your body is so brilliant. It really is. It just blows your mind how it knows what to do, which is why I believe in God, because I think science is amazing, but somebody's working their magic on this. Somebody is, all right? And so what ends up happening is you could still get cold. You could still, unfortunately, become the temperature of your surroundings, but your body has to step it up and then increase your metabolism to the point where, according to Mr. Paulin, you could possibly burn an extra 500 to 1,000 calories a day. Now, he currently is raising money on his crowdfunding site Indiegogo, to bring his creation to customers. And I guess you could already purchase this or reserve it for $99. It lowers your body temperature. You have the initial adaptation. Then in a few seconds, you don't notice it, but your body's like, okay, wait a second. I need, you know, I'm chilling here. I don't want to chill. And then you're stimulated to up your metabolism, et cetera. Now, can I just say there have been, ever since the dawn of time when, I guess, people wanted to lose weight, there have been certain, I guess, fads. Remember there was kind of the foil suit? Or it was a suit where you would walk around in it and you would sweat so much that because you were sweating, you would lose weight, and that seemed to go out of favor. There's other sorts of clothes that would kind of work on the heat. I don't really know what other things were done with the cooling mechanism, but I gotta tell you, you know, starting to come to the age where I'm going to be having a lot of hot flashes, it may not be bad to have cold on my feet. By the way, once the temperature gets like 41 degrees outside, okay, or like let's say your feet, you don't have any socks or shoes on your feet and your feet are really cold, your skin starts to numb. The thermoreceptors don't work after a certain temperature. So your thermoreceptors only work for a certain temperature range. It's kind of interesting how that happens. And I think it was a couple years ago, we talked about what happens to the body when you die and when it breaks down, and what changes happen with temperature and bacteria and rigor mortis. We'll revisit that because that was a very, very fascinating topic. I thought it was fascinating because I did it. It's kind of interesting. Like, for example, a lot of people think that when you die, your hair will grow and your nails will grow. No, your hair and your nails don't grow. But what happens is you lose so much fluid. You have so much turgor. I mean, look at your fingers. Look how fat and puffy they are. So when you die, you become dehydrated. You don't have the fluid anymore. You dissipate, you desiccate, you dry out. So as the skin recedes and your scalp shrinks a little bit, the hair that was surrounded by the turgorous skin and the nails that seem to be surrounded by the turgorous skin as you lose turgor. See, I'm teaching you guys something. Turgor. Okay, that's a vocabulary word of the day. It's kind of your fluid filled you know, your turgor, your skin turgor, the amount of fluid in it, I don't know. But it's turgor. It's like the whole thing. You know what? Okay, forget it. No vocab word. Yeah, your skin turgor. It's how full the skin and the plumped upness of it. Thank you. I can't think of the word plumped. Okay, we'll use that as a vocab word, plump. Speaking of plump, like I said, I need something like this. I need these insoles, not insoles on my feet. I need it on my butt. I'd like to see my butt work that off. Oh, speaking of which, I had to take a pregnancy test this weekend. There's a chance that I would have told you guys I was pregnant. That's how scared I was. I don't know, my things were hurting that weren't supposed to hurt. And I was like, wait a second, what's going on here? So I thought I was pregnant. That was some scary, scary stuff because, you know, I do not like taking maternity leave. Okay, are we done with that? All right, good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. On Saturday, we talked about this couple who survived a lightning strike. We talked about this teen couple who was walking in Claremont, California, down a tree-lined street. The lightning hit the boy, Dylan. It started in his head, and then it exited all the way through Lexi, his girlfriend's foot. They were holding hands at the time, and they lived. All right? They got up with the help of somebody. They were like, well, what's that, an earthquake? A doctor. I guess then they went to go eat. Doctor the next day took a look at them and said, you lived because apparently the holding hands diffused the electric current. So what I did is I went over very, very judiciously what to do in a lightning storm and how to take that stuff seriously. That's also in an article on my Facebook page, on my Twitter, as well as Epic Times. Definitely check that out. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. checkbookira.com. checkbookira.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
So strong. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, whenever you're in a radio studio, it's kind of small quarters, you know, because of the soundproofing. And so not the best place to pass gas or I just made the mistake of doing my nails. I kind of touched up my nails because I found some sparkly, silver sparkly. And now, I mean, I can't really open the door. And, I mean, there are nail polish fumes all over this studio now. And my nose is tingling. So if I start to get a little dizzy because I can't really aerate the studio until the next break because I have now, I didn't realize because now I'm just smelling it. So, oh, well. All right. You guys will hear me all of a sudden talk like this. That's from the nail polish. Whew. I didn't think nail polish still stunk. Man. No, I don't like the smell at all. You know, that's how we would kill bugs for our bug collection years ago. You would, you know, we had to collect. I told you guys about the bug collection I had to do I think I was in honors biology freshman year high school. You had to collect bugs for however many bugs you collected, completely spread out on display, properly named, without any, damage to the wings, etc. You got a point. So if I wanted 100%, I had to have 100 bugs. And again, they couldn't be, you know, bugs that were smashed. You had to kill the bugs in its entirety. Okay? I don't really see how that was less barbaric, but anyway. And so what I did is we had a pool, and so I would just skim them off the pool, but they had to be 100 different bugs. This was honors biology. See, I was in honors. See? Okay? I know, because, yeah. So that's why it was so tough. So I remember I was done. I was done with my project. It was the night before. Show my mom. I go, Mom, check this out. And everything was pinned properly on a styrofoam piece. And I trip and I fall. And I fall on my bug collection and I break half of the bugs. So what was 100% is now a 50%. And I had less than, I don't know, 8 hours until school the next day to come up with more bugs. So I tried to ask, you know, for other, you know, I was outside, I was, you know, going through other people's pools, et cetera, and I had to work all night doing that. And one bug, there's these big, huge flies. I don't remember what it is because, again, I completely missed the point of the bug collection project in high school. But there was this big, huge black fly that had a pretty big body on it, like the size of, you know, two big grapes. That's how big the fly was. And I found it in the pool, and I thought it was almost dead, but it wasn't dead all the way, but almost dead. So I stuck it in the freezer. And I pulled it out like hours later, and I went ahead and put it on my styrofoam thing, okay, thinking it was dead. And I spread out the wings, and then all of a sudden it started to flap while it was on. I was screaming. I was like, oh my gosh, I was screaming. And that's when, you know, I learned, okay, what you have to do is you got to kill them with nail polish remover. So what you do is you get a very, very small enclosed place and you put a cotton ball of nail polish remover and then you put the bug in there and it dies. I don't know how to kill a bug humanely. I mean, I guess probably the quickest way possible, you know, driving 60 miles an hour on the freeway maybe. But again, I mean, it was for the A. I had to get the A, and I still feel bad about that. I still feel like God's mad because, you know, I murdered about 150 of his creatures when I only needed 100. But remember, most of them were dead sitting in the pool, but I still freak out about that big, huge fly. Or was it a bee? I think it was a fly. It was like, there's these real, it wasn't a palmetto bug because this was in Phoenix at the time. It was big. And it was alive, and it was flapping on my bug collection with the pin in it. Oh, my gosh. O-M-G. All right. So, and Pac-Man couldn't soothe me. But speaking of Pac-Man, we have Pac-Man bacteria. And these eat nicotine before it reaches the brain. They say between 80 to 90% of smokers try smoking cessation aids without success. But researchers think they found a promising solution, a bacterial enzyme that destroys nicotine in the body before it even reaches the brain, acting like Pac-Man, according to researcher Kim Janda. Janda, a professor of chemistry and member of the Skaggs Institute for Chemical Biology at the Scripps Research Institute. They say it goes along and eats the nicotine. By seeking out and stopping nicotine from reaching the brain, the bacterium, okay, you can't call them bacterias. Yeah, I almost got kicked out of honors biology with that. You can't call them, I thought it was just bacteria. I thought bacteria is plural, but, you know, this says bacterium, which would be used in a drug and prescribed as a stop smoking tool, deprives the person the reward of the nicotine. So basically what ends up happening is you're smoking and you're really not feeling the nicotine rush that you do, or the nicotine satiety. And so then you end up, now my lisp comes back, too many S words. And then my lisp comes back. All right. And that's what happens. All right. The Scripps Research Institute's research, whew, a lot of S's, is in the early phase. It's because of the nail polish. My lisp is coming back with the nail polish. This is ridiculous. Whew, I can't breathe. The Scripps Research Institute's research, I'm getting fired, is in the early phase of the drug development process. But the team believes a bacterial enzyme could be a successful therapeutic that would help prevent relapse. For their study, scientists combined serum, a component of blood from mice with a one cigarette dose of nicotine. Then they added the enzyme. The amount of nicotine in the serum dropped by half in 9 to 15 minutes. Now, the typical nicotine half-life is about 2 to 3 hours. So this dropped it fast. Researchers also found that the enzyme stays stable in lab conditions and does not create, my tongue is like swelling. This is, okay, what brand nail polish was this? It's Essie. It was Essie. This was like an $8 bottle at Target. Essie. It sure is pretty though, guys. Gosh, it's pretty. I can't breathe. Okay, I got 2 more minutes left before my break. Let me get through this without messing up. Whew. They say, okay, here we go. But the researchers also found that the enzyme stays stable in lab conditions and does not create toxic metabolites when it degrades the nicotine, making it a good candidate for a drug, okay? So basically, you can take this enzyme, you can package it in a pharmaceutical, and then you could sell it. Yee-haw! Will Obamacare cover it? Probably not. The team is now working on altering the enzyme's bacterial makeup to help mitigate, whoo, no S's in that word, thank God for mitigate, potential immune liabilities and maximize its therapeutic potential. I'm reading this from Fox News. Yeah, but why? Because I don't have that article prepared. It's like breaking news. Hopefully, oh no, here comes some more S's. Oh boy, okay, this is a tough one. Hold on, let me pray before I do this. Lord have mercy. Here we go. Hopefully we can improve its serum stability with our future studies so that a single injection may last up to 1 month. First study author Song Zhu said in the news release. Okay, every word in that sentence had an S. Come on. Every word in that sentence had an S. That was ridiculous. Ridiculous. All right. Okay, Pac-Man. Bacteria. Okay, so I'm gonna get some air into the studio, and I'm gonna dry my nails. But I gotta tell you, the nails do look sexy. And then when we come back, we gotta talk about, CVS, I guess, is paying the government $450,000 to settle its dispute on forged and invalid painkiller prescriptions. We're gonna talk about that as soon as my lisp goes away, and spirituality may benefit cancer patients. Amen to that. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.